أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, all the Muslim brothers. Today, inshallah, we will begin with very important topic, and I will try my best to cover that in 15 minutes, inshallah. So we already started our khutbah with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutation and durood salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the main purpose of Friday khutbah. And this is the reminder. Friday speech before Friday prayer is a reminder for all of us. Most importantly, for the person who is speaking, who is standing here. So, inshallah, whatever I will say, I need to apply on in my life, in my own life first. Then I can only suggest. Because everything which we will talk, inshallah, will be from Quran and Hadith. So I will suggest to ponder upon all these things and try to apply in our own life. Everybody, inshallah. So today's topic is living positively and with optimism. To have optimistic approach. To live with hopes. So what is the background of this topic? Nowadays, everybody is actually covered with so many negative things. Negative news, negative things happening around us, in our families, in our cities, in our countries, in the world. So the topic I choose today is to live, how we can live positively and with hopes. So this is the topic, inshallah. So first I will start with Quran. So Quran always talk about future. So the vision of Quran is the life hereafter, not this life. So that's very important understanding. Like Quran always talk about the real success is the success of Akhirah, not, you know, the success in this world. So that's the vision which Quran promotes, and Allah ask us to live with the future and broad vision. So that's the first thing I want to emphasize on. Quran always talk about future vision. So how we will have that future vision, so we will talk about that today, inshallah. And we will cover some verses from Quran, ayat from Quran, which talk about and gives us hopes and positive guides us towards positive approach. So this is the topic, inshallah. Allah's promise to make a way out. Don't give up hopes. So what Allah says in Quran Surah Inshara, which is Alam Nashra Laka Sadrak, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَ. So any negative things which take over our lives is actually hardships in our lives. Everybody is somehow worried about something. Somebody is worried about job, somebody is worried about their children, their future. We are worried about how we live in Canada, you know, prosper life, how we can have a house. So everybody, you know, all the hardships which we face in our lives, Allah says after each hardship you have two easiness. So you will be relieved, somehow you will be relieved from that current situation where you are in. So that's actually very important, very, you know, sometimes if we are in hardship, if we read this verse, or this ayah, we can get all the satisfaction and comfort in our lives. Okay, you know, this situation is only for right now, and inshallah Allah will give me easy. And sometimes when we face any hardship, we forget so quickly. Everybody has some cases where he was in the situation where he's so worried, in so many difficulties, because of any reason he's going to hospital, somebody is sick, somebody is very close to him is very sick. But somehow few weeks, few months, you don't even remember. So that's actually the beauty, you know. So every hardship brings easiness in your life. And one very powerful verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. This verse, four words. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. These four words are saying, don't give up hopes from the mercy of Allah. When, look at this, if we have done wrong to our lives, our own self, we have done whatever bad happens is because of our own deeds in our lives. Besides our, you know, qadr and everything with the wills of Allah. So when we have done wrong to ourselves and we have done zulm on our lives, then Allah says, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. If we have done some sins and we say now Allah will not ever forgive us. So this is the verse for all of those who are losing hopes or giving up hopes. So this is actually the light at the end of the tunnel. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Always remember these four or five words. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. So what is the meaning? Don't give up hopes from the mercy of Allah. So this is amazing, amazing verse. And in another Surah Hajj, this is amazing verse. This, if you understand this verse, it's amazing. Allah says, "Man kana yazunnu an la yansurahu Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah, falyamdud bi sababin ila as-sama'i thumma yaqta." I will just translate now. So whoever thinks that Allah will not assist him in this life and hereafter, let him stretch a rope on to the ceiling, then let him cut it off. Then let him see if his struggle will take away that at which he's involved now. So let me tell you, this is amazing, amazing verse or ayah. Allah is saying, if anybody thinks I will not get any help from Allah now, then who else will help us? The only help which will come into our lives and ourselves to our situation is Allah. So this is the verse. Allah is saying, if anybody is thinking nobody, Allah will not help, let him, you know, stretch a rope, and it's like a, you know, go and get yourself you know, hang. Then you, who will remove you from that situation? Allah, only Allah can remove. So that's actually a very good verse which I came across. And in our lives, why we feel hardship and why we feel difficulties and why we don't feel contentment, you know, satisfaction in our lives? Because we wish to have so much. In our lives, we wish to have everything. But Allah says in Quran, Am lil insani ma tamanna. Allah says in, this is a question. So will insan, you know, human get or man get everything which whatever he wishes? This is a question. This is a question, like, it means no. You will not get everything which you wishes in this life. So that's amazing verse to understand. Whatever situation, if we are working for something, it doesn't mean you will get it. So this is amazing verse. So this is for you, to give you satisfaction, contentment. We need to be satisfied whatever we have. So that's actually very important verse. So now I will share a few hadith to give, you know, the more vision of this, the same concept. In Sahih Muslim, this amazing hadith, I will just share you first part in Arabic. And this is Hadith-e-Qudusi. Hadith-e-Qudusi means when Allah says Himself. The words in this hadith are from Allah, but delivered from by the Prophet. So this is called Hadith al-Qudsi, which start like that. يَقُولُ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه. So look at this. I just started with the Arabic. I will say, Allah says, I am as for the servant, whatever he think of me. If I think positive from Allah, I will get it. So that's amazing, amazing verse, to hadith to understand the positive, why we need to be positive in our lives. Allah says, if you think positive from me, I will give you positive. If you, whatever, so Allah did not say if you think negative, no. Allah says, whatever you have, you know, zan or thinking for me, I will give you that. And after that, Allah shows how much love Allah have for his slaves and servants and human. Then Allah says, if I am with him when he remembers me, if he remembers me to himself, I remember him to myself. And if he remembers me in the gathering, I remember him in a gathering better than that gathering. So look at this. What will be Allah's gathering? Angels. Our gathering is definitely humans. And whatever we are doing is zikr of Allah. So I'm talking to you. This is the gathering. Allah is doing our zikr with his gathering, which is better than this gathering. So this is amazing a concept to understand. We need to have positive perception for Allah, everything positive. And now this is another hadith. Optimism is mu'min attitude. So this, everybody, look at it. As I said, today, Friday is actually a reminder for all of us. Whatever I'm saying is a reminder for myself first and then all of you. So look at this hadith, which everybody understands. Strange is the affair of the mu'min, the believer. Verily, all his affairs are good for him. If something pleasing befalls him, he thank Allah. And if it becomes better for him. And if something harmful befalls him, he is patient, like he do sabr, and it becomes better for him. And this is only for the mu'min. So, you know, we are fortunate. We are, alhamdulillah, we are mu'min Muslims. And our situation is amazing. Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying in this hadith, whenever, whatever situation we are in, if we are thankful, if it is good situation, we are thankful, it is good for us. If we are patient, if we are doing sabr, it is good for us. So this is only, this feature is for only for mu'mineen. Alhamdulillah. And look at this, this is another quote. The only, you know, negative things happen in our life and it take over our life. So look at that, you know, it's our attitude towards those things which happen in our life. So this is very beautiful saying, the only difference in a good day and a bad day is your attitude. So look at, I say, okay, to my friend, I have a very bad day. It's my attitude towards those things actually. If I have a very busy day, I say, oh my God, a very bad day, very long day. But actually, it is a blessing to be engaged in your, you know, job or everything, whatever you do. So this is an amazing concept which we are talking today. So this is another hadith. So Muslims' reaction to every situation is gratitude. Look at it. If something happened, we say, alhamdulillah, everything is happening from Allah. And we say, Hazrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, alhamdulillah allazi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praises to Allah who, you know, finishes whatever work we are doing and with his, you know, good deeds upon good. We are able to accomplish something, we have to praise Allah. If something bad happens, then what we say, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. In all situation, in all circumstances, we have to thank to Allah. And everybody remember that story of a king and a minister. When king, you know, got his finger cut, minister said, alhamdulillah. Then he put him in a prison. Then the king went to hunting, and then he got caught. And they were actually killing the king, but they found his finger was cut, so they relieved him. So he came back and he asked the minister, why did you say, alhamdulillah, I understand now. But when he put minister into jail, prison, he said, alhamdulillah, as well. So minister, he asked, okay, I understand, I got saved by those people, but why did you say, alhamdulillah, by yourself? Because he said, if you won't put me in jail, I would be with you. Then they will leave you and they will kill me. So this is alhamdulillah for him as well. This is a very famous story. I'm just giving you a glimpse of it. And you know, every situation, everything has a positive perception in it. This is our attitude. Look at this. If we have this clock stopped, You know, this is a saying. Even this stop clock will give you right time twice a day. You can understand. If it is stop right now, every day it will give you twice a day it will give you correct time. So this is actually saying which I am quoting here. Every situation has a positive impact or positive thing out of it. So this is the topic which we were covering, alhamdulillah. So what are the benefits of it? You know, if we adopt positive attitude in our life, so what benefit we will get? Definitely, you know, the most beautiful benefit, if you are positive, you know, everybody want to talk to you. You will become magnet. Everybody will enjoy your company. Everybody will say, oh, I enjoy talking to you. If you have positive perception in your life. So this is the very important benefit, and definitely you live longer, healthier, no depression, no anxiety. But definitely we need to understand how we will get this positive approach and attitude in our life. I will just say a few words here. How? Focus on solution, not problems. You know, look at this. We always talk about complaints and problems. So we need to talk about solutions. So this is actually first point. Keep your eye in a bigger picture. Always think about bigger. Not like current situation. And develop creative thinking and innovative ways to resolve your problems. Tawakkal. This is very important. We need to have trust in Allah. Complete trust in Allah. And maintain a balance life, like with hope, with fear. We need to have fear as well. From, you know, we need to be careful, prudent, and, you know, careful about if we do this, this might happen. But we, with the hope and optimism and reality. So it's, you know, start a day with your, you know, supplications. Do, you know, we have an app as well. I have in my iPhone, Azkar. It has a morning supplication, it has an evening supplication. This is very good if you start your day with those supplication, Azkar. It will help you all your days and nights, inshallah. So this is a very important tip. The company of positive and result-oriented people. You know, we need to be hang around with those positive people and those who achieve something in your life. You need to become friend of those people. So that's a very, engage yourself in physical activities and, you know, smile more. And then definitely this is the last tip. Avoid listening too much, you know, bad news like radio and TV, all those news channels which always promote bad. So this is the very difficult part. Whenever we sit in a car, we turn on 680 news and we hear, everything is bad over there. So that's actually, you know. So alhamdulillah, we have covered what we discussed today, inshallah, and now I will make dua. May Allah enable us to live a positive life, make us amongst those who spread glad tidings. You know, this is another hadith. Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, okay, spread glad tidings. Don't make difficulties for people. So this is a beautiful hadith as well. And may Allah give us tawfiq to be grateful and always be optimistic. This is the end of our talk, inshallah. I hope this will help and bring some changes in our life. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Whoa.